did God make the deal with Hosea?
That's easy.
Quote,
that's the first
Israel
time.
Back.
That's the first time. That no, that's Gomer. Old Hosea and Gomer. See, that's the first deal that was ever made. The deal was if Hosea would take Gomer, the harlot, back, then God would take Israel, the remnant, the leftover part, back. But if did not take Gomer back, then Israel didn't have a prayer. God wasn't going to take Israel back. That was the first and only deal made. And it was huge because what it did is it set the first conditioned response between God and man and God and a people.
Uh-huh.
Huge.
Uh-huh.
And that whole that's the same condition that's coming along here. Angels aren't being spoken to now. This is huge, Karen. Uh-huh. You're on the money. Yeah, I know you won't watch it, but you could watch the prophecy. There's like five of them. It'll take like too much of your time. There's emails to do. I get that. But the point is, and you've even got your Mr. Christopher Walken that you just adore. We know he's your favorite actor. He's amazing. Anyway, he is the protagonist to say, God doesn't talk to us anymore. What he doesn't say is that because you're God.
Oh.
Doesn't talk to us anymore. Uh-huh. Because you are the God. You don't know
it
by talking to it.
Yeah.
So when you start down, this goes right back to what you were saying before. So when Dr. Carol Flora and Dean stomps down Hell Hill, she's talking to the angels.
Yeah. I'm not talking to them. I'm commanding them.
But that's
they're
speaking
done.
To them. That speaking is the same thing that God does to angels. And that's why the angels are complaining up until the very reason. Impotence is that God don't speak to us anymore. Now all of a sudden God is. There's still a war. Now wait. There's still a war. Mm-hmm. There's still a war in heaven.
Yeah.
It's still going on.
Uh-huh.
Still occurring. That doesn't mean that there's now not things coming down the quote pike.
Mm-hmm.
You seeing that?
Mm-hmm. So moving on, did Israel screw up by getting fully vaccinated and undo
Fuck Israel. There's a difference. We said from day one between Israel and spiritual Israel.
Oh,
now
you're
starting to find out the difference between the people, God's peculiar people who are not. God's peculiar people were the root and the branch of Jesse, the true heart sons of God. Now you're going to start to see what that is. The sorting has become.
No, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. Damn it, that's good. Every one of them got the shot for to lay their bitch asses down in a shadow grave of regret. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's, but is that the spirit? That's
natural
not
Israel.
The spiritual Israel.
Natural.
That's
natural Israel, not spiritual Israel. That's natural spiritual. That's natural Israel.
And
spiritual Israel
the,
is coming.
Huh. So are the spiritual Israels living in Israel? Israelis living in Israel or through the world?
No. For spiritual Israel, there is no denomination or polity or condition.
I see.
There we use that word again. So,
Mm-hmm. So,
Karen, we're trying to stay out of the big hall tonight. So we don't have that awful echo. We know how distracting
that
was. We're sorry about that. And they're all trying to go to sleep, so we're trying to stay out of the way. So if we get it. Let us know if the quality of sound gets abrogated. We'll adjust if we need to.
Okay. It's gotten a bit thick.
That's the reason we say
sound.
We moved again, but we're glad to have electricity, so it's a good day.
Yeah, it's still working just fine. So the spirit, I could be a spiritual Israel person, then
you are
what you're saying.
You are. Yeah, you're a true prophet. You're a Levi. Don't tell Bob that, though, whatever you do. Don't tell Bob that. You'll get the big head. Don't do that.
Yeah, I am a Levite. I got it. Okay. Okay, that's awesome. I'll come back to that probably. Next question. When did Jesus give this testimony? You said he hasn't yet. It must shortly come to pass. So where I am
which
here?
Which testimony? He gave a lot of testimonies.
Yeah, Revelations 1, find the verse. There was a testimony that Jesus gave, and we were asking about it, and you said it hasn't come, it will shortly come to pass. So our question is, has it come to pass yet? And I'll find it.
No, not yet. We're working on Revelation 8 now, where the mountains fall into the sea, and the third of the sea turns into blood red. That's what La Paloma Loma, Paloma Loma. That's a TikTok song that naked people sing. La Paloma Loma, Paloma Loma. Paloma. It's made it to the sea. Now, Carolyn, here's what you need to know about that. Do you know about Bog? You know what Bog? You lived in Bog.
Absolutely. Bog. Live with.
In the Canary Islands. The magma, which has become lava, which is now made it to the sea in the Atlantic Ocean, isn't making any foam or any smoke. How's that possible? The ocean is burning. The ocean is burning. It's making no smoke. You can watch it on your tiki-taki. Look at your tiki-taki. You can see the lava flowing into the Atlantic, but doesn't make any steam.
Yeah.
But yet you watched the water burn. And then soon, and it came to pass, a third of the earth's seas became red. Blood red as a pigeon's blood. Fucked up, baby. Fucked up. And we're sad, and we're happy. And we're upset, and we told you so. And it is, and there's nothing we can do about it now. See, at some point you set the chain of events, and the chain of pain has been prescribed. So therefore, you get the words, we hear you typing, it's beautiful. So therefore, that window has passed. It really doesn't matter what the fuck we say now. It really doesn't matter what the fuck we see now or do now. It is. The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our God. Now it's time.
Yeah.
And so this chitty chat, chitty chitty bang bang, don't really matter. That's why we don't get upset anymore. Oh, we have to high on you said. Fuck what we said. What we said don't matter no more.
That
window's passed. Now you're starting to see it. So blessed is he who believed and didn't see. Cursed is he who sees it and now believes. See the trouble?
I've
been listening all these years. I never took part in every meeting. But, oh, my God, the water just covered the big toilet statue and everything. Praise you, Ion. Oh, my God, we're going to listen to everything. Fucking goddamn late. You goddamn Skippy. That's exactly right.
The next question, Revelation 1:7. Behold, he cometh with clouds.
Yeah.
So the question is that the aliens? Because you said meaning he is
not
bound
aliens.
To the earthly realm.
They're not aliens.
Yeah.
They're not aliens.
Okay.
They're not aliens. They're just angelic. That's what the Bible calls anything not of this realm, angelic. So, yeah. But they're not necessarily angels. They're just angelic. That means they're...
Yeah.
Not earthlings. They're not earthlings, kind of thing. It's a testy little thing. Now, Bob couldn't take questioning like that because Bob would try to be very specific on which side are they or what two tenths are they related to Queen Victoria and how much alien are they and what prescriptive, how much of them is the paterfamilias, so was from Andromeda. You know, Bob would pick it to death. We're not saying right. that. We're just seeing the larger perspective of
this right.
what you're working with. Yeah, good. Bob would pick it to death. And we appreciate that often, but just not quite at this time because we're trying to make a bigger discussion,
right.
not the
bigger. And Revelation, Revelation 1:16, and he had in his right hand seven stars. So the question is, what do the stars represent? Because there are four stars in our wall of chart symbols. The four stars, I think they're just before, to me, they're a key six application of potential kinetic energy is the four stars. So
we went through that. We went through that in the regional revealed, remember?
Okay, I'll look. About what the stars mean. Okay.
Yeah.
Not change.
How they apply. It's everything coming up to the octet. You have the five bodies, you have the six bodies, and you have seven bodies, and you have the octet. Mm.
Got it. Revelations 1, verse 18. I'm alive forevermore, are mean, and have the keys of hell and of death. So
death, hell, and the grave. Death,
oh, that's
hell,
right.
and grave.
Yeah. And so now we have the keys that Jesus had. And then at that time, Bob asked if these keys bring us back from a parallel world. And you said, no, you won't get that until after the vials. So are we after the vials now?
Yes. You are. That's why you got. Yeah. That's when you got the OA movement, the vials and the vial judgment. That's why you got that. That's a video game that you come to.
Yeah.
So that's exactly how that applies for then. For now, and that came right back from San Francisco. Remember Knob Hill?
Yeah.
Or the OA, Knob Hill. That's where that all came from. The oldest place. It's before the earthquake. Now, these earthquakes are coming, Carolyn. They're here now, and they're serious.
Yeah.
And did you know at Sandringham they have bananas that are fresh, meaning they haven't been sitting around for a year? They're like in Costa Rica, where you don't have the seeds in the middle of them.
Oh. Do they do that in their greenhouses then?
They do. They're not old.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know it, but he's 24. So he's
having
to eat one of those. No. He's okay. We got him. But he's eating
blood sugar.
He's eating a banana. There's sugar in banana.
Oh, good. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good. He's eating one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which
yeah,
rude,
the greenhouse
which is rude.
Can
That's
help.
That's rude. It's very rude, but we have to.
Yeah, you go ahead. I hear it. The next question, you said the United States comes out of a bottomless pit. So was that the coming from another world reference when you said that back in 2010?
We'll see.
We'll see.
It's a process. Because see, there's a lot of stuff up and down. This goes back to the square. Philadelphia. Bob remembers it.
Oh.
Bob remembers it.
Okay.
Bob remembers it.
Yeah. Got it. So I'll get him to finish up. Get ready, Bob. And you say that about Revelations, that up until Revelations chapter 19, there are no people walking around with 144,000 double helix strands. Are we in chapter 19 now? And you said we were only up to chapter 8, so maybe I answered that question.
You did. You're now at Revelation 8. Look at that, and you'll get some of the details. Because they mock or mimic the things that are going on right here, right now.
Right. So you're telling me to read Revelation 8 and Okay, because, yeah, you have
you'll be
not.
Astounded. You'll be astounded how it applies to right this hot second from the East Coast and the West Coast, from tsunamis coming from both sides, which wipe out California. Yeah. And we've not been talking about California, if you noticed, in a little while. Eh?
No. Mm-hmm.
Well,
I see.
Nothing what we said changed.
Yeah. Are reacting. Awesome. Yeah, because about the 144,000, you've never really said that anyone has reached 144,000, correct?
Correct. There are some ascended. There are some ascended, but we don't make them known like that.
Yeah.
Saint Germain. Yeah. There are some who are ascended. Okay?
Yeah.
And then is Melania Trump Lady Diana? No, she's not. What were you suggesting? You asked that question. Was just rhetorical? No substance
it
to it?
No. There was substance. There's substance. We didn't say that they weren't related. We just said that it was not she. Well, since you asked directly, they didn't ask directly then on purpose. We wish they had of. We'd have spun it into something. But they didn't. They didn't answer the question. They didn't take the bait. So they lost their swath.
Okay, so I'm taking the bait. What is the connection between Melania? Melania and Lady Di? You have
cousin.
Said Melania is
first cousin.
Mm-hmm. And what does that mean? Does that give Lady Diana a way of coming back? Is Melania helping her come back?
We don't want to talk about that right now, but yes.
Okay, so they are. Melania admired Lady Diana, liked her. Concerned about her?
No. It's Spencer. Spencer, 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 Spencer. Come on, Bob. You got the connection.
Yeah, she's a Spencer family. You don't mean Sasha Spencer. You're talking about the Spencer family. What about them? She's a Spencer? Melania is a Spencer?
Her family is.
In Serbia, wherever she came from.
She came from a lot of places, Bob. That's kind of like Mountbatten's mama was from Greece, but she was still a princess. She was still born in fucking Windsor Castle.
Right. Oh, does this get into the missing Stuart 17 children about 300 years ago?
Yes, so we don't want to talk about it.
Right. So it's a lineage. Lady Melania is from that lineage.
And that's why she's over the top, proper, and not putting up with it. She's not having it. She's a bit above it, because she is really, literally above it.
Yeah, she seems quite statuesque and beautiful. I don't know if she's a very good conversationalist. Does she privately? Is she a good conversationalist?
And in seven languages, yes, she's quite the conversationalist.
So she's an aristocrat, and Donald fell for her.
Bob, come on now, you know that.
Donald Trump fell for her.
Yeah, she bought him. She bought Donald Trump.
Does Trump know about her aristocratic lineage?
Yes, Bob. That's what's paying the bills right now.
You mean her money is paying the bills? She had money.
No.
Is that what you're saying?
We didn't say her money. We said she's paying the bills. We didn't say anything about her money.
Well, title, how is she paying the bills?
What title, Bob? Bob, you know this.
Well, how is it?
Go call Renee. Go call Renee. Go call Renee and see how his bosses used the title to pay his fucking salary. That's what you do. And you'll know the answer to your question. Come on now.
Renee is dead.
What?
Dead?
What the heck? Oh, my God. What are you talking about now? That is crazy, Bob. What are you talking about? Renee is dead. You lost your damn mind. County
are you talking about
reunion?
Yeah, hey, quiet.
You've been in the communion
about Renee down
again.
In fucking Arizona, drunk,
no.
Alcoholic Renee?
No.
You're talking
no,
about my
we're
father?
We're talking about your father. That
he didn't
right
die.
There close. Not yet.
He didn't die. What have you been doing all these years?
Bitching about you.
He doesn't like what I'm doing.
No, he's mad because he's bitching because he doesn't see you've done anything yet. Your whole fucking life, you haven't done anything yet. He's hoping you may one day do something with your life. He's saying so far, it's been a pretty good waste of time.
Yeah, ask the question.
Yeah, ask the question, Bob.
What's the question, Carol?
What are you supposed to decide today? You don't even know.
Yeah, we're getting to that. What? hey, Carol, will you turn on number one?
Carol's giggling because she knows that we can hear. We don't need her to be on to hear what she has to say. That's pretty funny. That's
great. So, what were we, Renee? So, how is she paying the bills for Trump? In what way is there a transaction?
Capacity, Bob.
Me, like me. I'm the richest guy in the world.
You mean like me, who has a checking account and don't know where the checking account is? Yeah, like you, Bob. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, like Melania. We don't get dirty our hands. We're above it all.
No. It's vulgar and common people shouldn't be handling it. Is that right?
Yeah. Aristocratic people shouldn't be handling money.
Oh, that's true. We agree with that. But, yeah, don't worry about that. Move on to something more interesting because this is going down quick. Let's go.
So Melania is very interested in me, isn't she?
Oh, of course, Bob. We all are. Oh, God, yes, Bob. We all want to see your bush. We all want to see the bush, Bob. We all lined up with a pair of $3 to see the bush.
Yeah, Carol thinks she's having a good time while I go south. So I just took it all the way south, near the dome in Antarctica.
Oh, my God. The Iron Dome. Okay, it's midnight.
Okay.
It's midnight, so hurry up.
Yeah. Are the Chinese in touch with the aliens, the old aliens?
Some.
Right. Is Xi the leader? Is he in touch with them?
Maybe. Most of them.
But not the new aliens that are coming.
Not yet. But we'll see.
Right. Now, Carol took a photo of a cloud and it had a block, kind of a square block, didn't look cloud-like, jutting from the bottom of the cloud. And she thought that was the prow or part of the new aliens' vehicles jutting forward. And I think you said, or JW said, yes. What was that we were seeing?
Oh, a ship.
A ship, yeah. We were seeing a bottom part, which was square, and they don't have to be that shape, but that one was that, right?
In that case, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I was walking home from the beach yesterday, and I was looking at the clouds. Am I missing, finding things, or there's nothing there at that time because they're afraid of me?
Okay, we'll go with it.
They're afraid of me. They're not showing to me. Okay.
So far.
So, Ion, did you find out who was playing the piano last Tuesday night, September 21st, when we were in the presence of the Queen?
James. He is the local pianist, Cassandra Ham.
So he provides like a musical background or a Muzak background for the Queen?
No. He's on staff and he plays for the meals and for like when they do cocktails and when they do the aperitif. They have a custom of...
So in one of the TikToks he showed click farms, I guess you call them, people entering forums and pretending they have opinions. There are a lot of that going on?
Millions. You saw each person had like 100 PDAs. That's what
yeah.
we call those systems. And they're all just like. And they go over and go like. And it's already prescribed what they're supposed to like. That's how you can get a billion. That's how Fuck Bunny could get a billion views.
So you pay Click Farms to do that for you? Modern
Payola?
You
certainly may. Yes, you may. And then when you have a million views, then when you have a million views, you're a big deal and you can make more money. And everybody goes, oh, look, he's had a million views. This must be really good. Let's watch this. And then when they look on it, then all of a sudden click, then Spotify's got them. And then once Spotify's got them, they actually make income off of the incredulity that they're purporting.
Right. So you pay people to be your audience. And
you pay people to give you audience.
Right. Okay, so do they come in the forms like the forms I'm on, like fake expirations and be contrary
opinions? No, nobody's there. There's only four people there. No, they don't. They don't want to come up. They don't want to have to. They don't have to come up with the Condé Nast view of why you're not traveling on this road. Yeah, no, it's not like this. It's like click, yes, click, no. Yes, no, like.
Is, okay.
He loved the service. It was a great book. Thanks for coming by. It was a business doing pleasure with you. Thank you. Click, click. I would eat here every day, even with my ex-lover that I don't like, you know, that kind of stuff.
That's the fatty stuff. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, Remag is good for me, but it tastes like shit, you know, the normal stuff.
Right. Scott Clancy said to me that you said on Tuesday or Saturday that the fifth gate was gone. What does that mean?
Where did it go?
Well, they thought you said that was gone, and I looked up.
They wanted to know how they could join the fifth gate. We told them the fifth gate was gone. There was no place they could join the fifth gate. They wanted to arrive inside the fifth gate, and that ain't happening, honey.
Right. That's what I thought you meant, but I didn't say anything to them. But I did look it up, and then I saw in the notes that the fifth gate has moved, you know, towards Alaska or something. It's moving.
No, it's going. That's where the fifth gate's going to go. You're going to Alaska. They're not in the fifth gate. We don't care how many houses Carolyn. We don't care how many houses Carolyn buys.
Right. Now when we go to Alaska, is that after the bunker or before the bunker?
We'll see.
Okay. So the Israelites, the people in Israel, they're all gonna die for the vaccination.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's got the jab.
All right. Are they dying now and it's being covered up as other numbers for other reasons?
No, they're dying.
Okay. The headlines in...
Spiking.
On the headlines in Drudge, they say...
Today, on the 16th, they had 75,058 cases with 40 deaths today.
Only 40? That ain't getting to the billion.
That's
2 billion very fast.
Well, there's not 2 billion people in Israel, Bob. What are you talking about?
So 40 people died today? Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Melbourne COVID cases hit record despite 2 months of lockdown. In well-vaxxed Maine, corona still fills hospitals. Montana ICU reaches 150% capacity.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe there's other places. These are examples of people getting sick from the mixture of vaccination and Delta or Lambda, right? The thing you predicted.
Correct.
And they're just increasing. They're in the hospital. The hospital misnames them, has it all backwards, but... There's your example of the increasing deaths, right?
Correct, as well.
Yeah. As well as what?
Ask Karen what the WHO announced today.
Marburg.
Oh, they announced the existence of Marburg, Carol? Yeah, the WHO is, yeah. WHO announced
the
Marburg?
WHO has announced. No, WHO has released the new Marburg virus?
Well, they didn't announce that.
They most certainly goddamn did.
They said, okay, we're putting this out there. We'll see how many people die. That's what you mean? Something like that?
Fuck you. We'll send it to you. That's
what do you think it meant, Carol? What do you know about the Marburg and WHO? You don't know what he's talking about. Okay. Ion, you said the other day that we were in Amos in the Bible on the trip to Genesis. But you're telling Carolyn today we're
not Amos, goddamn it, it's Amos.
Yeah, we're in
Amos.
And But you were telling Carol today that we're in Revelations chapter 8. Why are we in two places?
Oh, she was making an impetus of reference to the climate changes and what was happening in this realm.
And that was in Revelation 8. That's La Palma, right? And the
that's how you feel. That's how you feel. That's not where you live.
We're living in Amos, right? That's what you mean. We're living in Amos, but we feel like Revelation 8. Is that what
correct.
You're saying?
That's the reference. That's right. That's right.
Okay.
You live in your house and you're watching Dallas on TV. So you're living in Amos and you're watching Revelation on your peapod.
Right. Now, you talk about the mountain shearing and the volcanic ash and the strange non-smoke, strange gases, poisonous gas or something. No smoke. Does the mountain shear fall off within a week, within a 7 days from now?
You have to reference that a little different way because you won't like the answer.
We're waiting for the shear to fall off and cause the tidal wave, the tsunami. Is this something we'll wait for 3 months? It'll take a while for the volcano.
No. East and west are going to meet in the middle. It's going to take out California and the East Coast at the same time. Haleakala's blowing right now, and it's going to cause that. While y'all start moving toward Alaska, it's going to make the tidal wave from the East Coast and the West Coast. Perfect storm. Sam will stand to watch it.
Who will stand to watch it?
Sam. Sam.
Nan? Sam? Bam? Who are you saying? Did you spell it?
S-A-M.
Okay, who's that? Why are you mentioning him?
Look him up. Sam.
And he'll be watching the tsunami?
That might be a new tsunami.
So the tsunami comes from Haleakala? Because I was wondering what would crash into California.
Part of the whole mess.
The hurricane Sam grows stronger. Life-threatening surf expected along U.S. coastline.
You're not talking about a tsunami coming across the Pacific Ocean and smashing into California.
No, that's not what you asked. What you asked about.
Well, that's what I heard.
You asked,
that's what I saw.
You asked about La Paloma destroying the East Coast, and we said Sam would be to watch it. That Sam is causing a Category 5 storm in the middle of the Atlantic, which is raising the girth of the tide, which will make when La Paloma falls, all the water be higher to cause the tidal wave. Now, on your side, the Haleakala is blowing, and that's opened up, and now that'll fall in and cause a tsunami on the Pacific Ocean to California. That's what we said, Bob.
And that's in the Maui we're not in, so we're not experiencing that Haleakala.
Correct.
It's not exploding. We don't see it.
Look.
Ion, are we in a place, the fifth gate, that does not experience the explosion of the Haleakala?
We don't know. We'll have to see. Every time we say that, you just go to bed and it gets better, so we're not going to say nothing. We don't know. You see it. Those rose-colored glasses are working good for you.
Okay, so... when the shear of the mountain and La Palma falls into the ocean, it's very heavy, it's deep, so it drives a hole in the water down towards the bottom, and then that bounces back out and creates the tidal wave? The tsunami.
It does. And the fall, and then the amount of volume causes the displacement of the waves, which push it out. Plus, you have all of the earthquakes starting to explode almost simultaneously from Mount Etna You can start, Opie's going crazy. You can't even keep track of the earthquakes and the magma flows, which could actually set off the caldera, too. But we didn't say that. We did not say that.
Yes.
We did not say that. It could.
But it is what it is. It is what's described in Revelations 8. Revelation 8.
Yes.
Yeah. Very good. Thank you, Bob. Okay,
yeah.
Let's go.
So this tumult, you would see, we're in it right now, so it could happen tomorrow. New York could be flooded by Monday.
8 hours. You got about 8 hours once it actually finishes the rest of the way. It's already reached the sea, and the island's already split. Once it displaces, they're having earthquakes constantly. Once it splits, then it'll cause it. It's no big deal. It only affects probably about 15 to 20 miles inland on the whole East Coast, give or take a little.
And
the heaviest will be on New York.
Yeah, the shearing of the mountain happens in 8 hours?
No. When it happens, you've got about 8 hours notice. They have four buoys to keep track of it, and three of them are not working. So you have one buoy in the Atlantic to keep track of it. So you'll have about eight
right.
hours. No, maybe before they get wiped out.
Yeah,
unless you want to go back to City Island for a front row seat.
I hadn't seen no footage of City Island. What happened in the flood the other day, Carolyn? Did City Island get flooded in any way, Ion, the other day?
It got water. It got water. Mm-hmm.
Not too bad, though. No houses washed away.
There was some damage, but not like walked away.
Right. So I have a couple of acquaintances in New York. I can call them and I tell them they got 8 hours, right?
Why? It won't matter if they can't get out, so don't. Are you going to piss them off? You're just going to let them know how right you were? You're going to ask them where they're going to be buried so you can have your picture made by their gravestone? Are you going to get one more chance to pay them?
Could I call them?
Before they die?
I could call them and they could get out now, right?
Who cares, Bob? Where are they going to go?
They go inland.
We're just making it miserable for them. How do you know this? Why are you saving me? You never even spoke to me. You don't even like me. And now all of a sudden you're trying to save my mortal soul? Fuck you, J.R. Bob.
I did speak. You got the wrong person. I did speak to them and friendly to them. Okay, the next point.
You're not even friendly to Carolyn. We actually like Carolyn.
Shut up. You live in a fantasy world. Okay, listen to this.
You hear him, Carolyn. Fantasy Island coming to you. All right, we got that.
Yeah.
We can do that.
Okay, Ion.
The plane, Miles. The plane.
The missile attack in Hawaii a couple of years ago, four years ago, somebody was telling me that was fake. It didn't. It was designed. Okay, to get the local Hawaiians pissed, panicking. And it lasted for half an hour, and then they were told everything's okay.
It really happened, Bob. It's just that they took the bomb out before it destroyed the island. But it really did happen. It really was a threat. You can't pretend those threats.
How did they get access to this moving missile and take the bomb out?
We can't say that. We told you twice already. We told you it was hermeneutics.
Right. So then this person says the goal was to panic the Hawaiians, make them feel that they needed new military base expenditures, and everybody, the protesters, didn't protest because, everybody was scared. Was that a motive?
Who cares? They didn't get the base. They don't have any money. And what money they get, they don't pay for it. Hawaii hadn't paid for anything. They don't even pay for goddamn taking care of the USS Arizona. Everybody in the goddamn fucked up country's on fucking welfare, driving their rented Hummers, shopping at Hilo Hattie's, trying to find out how they can rob somebody with some bullshit and smoking dope, running around, ain't got nothing, two pots to piss in and not a winter to throw it out of. So, we're not impressed with scaring Hawaiians. fuck Hawaiians. Hawaiians can't even pay their fucking bills. Except for a few, and they're paying for everything. The Hawaiians, crazy Maisie Hirona, don't pay for no fucking base of nothing. Did you get your base? No. Did they pay for a base? No. It has to do with that's federal. Governments pay for bases. States don't pay for bases. It's the stupidest thing you ever said. Tell them whoever said that they're stupid. Tell them to go live
right.
in a tree in Maui.
Okay. Next, let's get to the basic. I watched the documentary, Australia Explained the Origins of the COVID Virus. So it was good to get some dates and particulars that I like to get, because then I match up what I was doing. But was the coronavirus released intentionally and militarily from the Wuhan lab, what Trump would call in the video
yes.
an act of war?
Yes.
It was. Now, you originally, the first statement you said is that the virus ended up in Germany by accident,
yes.
I think. Was that
it
the
did.
Route?
As well. No, that was after the fact. It went to Germany on accident. Bob, do you know the HIV doctors that were in the plane that got crashed that nobody could
yes.
find?
Yeah.
That's where this all started.
I know, and I've been talking about that, and I'm glad you're supplementing me. But just the German thing. Germany's Deutsche Bank are taken over by China a few years
yes.
ago. So China ran Germany so China could do their military COVID releasing through Germany?
Indeed.
What?
As well. Indeed, as well.
So they released it in the Wuhan area, and a lot of Chinese died. There was footage of panic in the hospital, so that was what was going on, correct? A lot of people dying.
As well, yes.
And now Trump knew for certainty way back then that they had released it and it was a military attack, and he had to be public holding that back, that information back, correct?
Yeah, Bob.
Yeah, did he do well in not having a war, which maybe somebody in the Pentagon wanted to have? Was he good at stalling that?
We'll see. Not over yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're still in the middle of it. So a lot of the chaos in Washington and the Biden chaos and the border chaos involves the attack by China on all levels, correct?
As well.
And so...
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, China's having their own trouble. They're so busy
yes.
trying to run the world, but they can't run themselves. So it's like, wait a second, Duffy Doodle Doo needs to take a step back, because this thing that he's saying is so wonderful, so fabulous, is falling. Communism is falling. Oh, I don't have an opinion about communism. I'm just talking about the way Mao runs things. You see, and it's like, come on now. That's not how this works.
Yeah, you just said Mao, M-A-O, for Mao Zedong, right?
That's
was
correct.
A bit blurry. Yeah. Okay, that's a good
right,
statement.
Sorry, Bob. I just hope maybe if we pull our toes a little toward the east, it might help a little bit. We'll try that hard.
What are you doing east? Something in the room there?
Pointing our toe at the fourth floor
yeah.
window to maintain enough
right.
conductivity so you can have some words.
Right, so we... Now, this attack, it doesn't involve the new, by the Chinese, doesn't involve the new aliens. Would it involve the aliens in the Pentagon in cooperation, or they feel they're being attacked by China? What's the dynamic there?
Yes. Do both.
It's all
happening.
It's all mixed up.
That's why Western Australia is about to turn into a mode of insanity. I come from a land down under.
And it's going to be insane. In other words, people will start rebelling, and the government will get more militaristic, and FEMA camps will come to
they
them.
Have, they have and are already.
Now, there's a lot of Chinese people, I think, in Australia. I think they go there when they were able to leave China. They went to Australia. So is there agents of the Communist Party in Australia running the lockdown?
No, they're fucked up, Bob. It's fucked up.
Why do Australians, per se, what's in their temperament that makes them, their police and military, be so strict and they don't have any sympathy for the people?
It's just what they're told. It's what they're told. Where they came from, Bob. Where did they come from?
Here's my theory.
No, just a minute, Carol. Just a minute. Where did they came from? They came from England, Io. Is that what you mean? You're referring to the history?
Yeah. In essence.
And
yeah.
And that's a dumb, obedient culture, the English.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't get us started on that, but yeah.
Okay, Carol.
Newt, when I was investigating Codex Alimentarius, because I was concerned about dietary supplements and ingredients, what happened was Canada and Australia, they decided to implement their own codex ahead of Codex. They thought they could control it, but they ended up just playing right into Codex's hands. So they were the example of words controlling governments. And those are the two worst shutdown quarantine places. So I think Codex... Yeah, the words of the, you know, the WHO and WT, World Trade, World Health, they said, we're going to create these standards of dietary supplement and food regulation. You're going to have to do all this. You're going to have to comply. So Canada and Australia at that time said, okay, you know, where do I sign? And then they end up being the two controllable countries that ended up accepting everything about COVID. That's my observation.
Do you agree with that, Ion, with what she's saying?
It's good. We like it.
Right.
We like it okay.
So Carol's saying that the Canadian Australians thought they could be okay within the COVID rules and the COVID went, the WHO rules, but the WHO went further than Canada and Australia expected. Right? And they capitulated. Okay. All right, that's good.
And they fell. Well, that's not capitulated. They didn't capitulate. They fell for it. That's what she said. Don't change the words, Bob. You're starting to sound like Duffy Doodle Doo.
Okay. So, Carol, Ion doesn't like talking about the Denver basement government in the airport.
Okay. Why doesn't
Denver.
Carolyn? Why doesn't Carolyn like that?
What?
No. He made a mistake.
Oh, Ion doesn't like us discussing the Denver basement airport studios where the White House is creating its virtual administration. Ion says they control TikTok. Did Ion take those pictures of the phony studio, showing the studio in the Denver basement? Right. So I'm getting TikToks that are made by Ion. Also, Ion can scan the millions of TikToks being made and find ones that
millions,
they don't make.
Millions an hour. Millions an hour. Dog ones, and the dog ones with Polly. Polly just runs around. That the best one with Polly says, I think I'm in a lot of trouble because Mom and Dad were drinking wine the other night, and Mom told Dad that he didn't have any balls. And the dog says, well, I felt bad because I have 134 balls outside and 16 balls inside. So I kept getting balls and taking them to Dad, and Dad just kept throwing the ball. I didn't understand what was going on. So finally, he said that he would have some balls if his if Mom would take his balls out of her pocketbook and give them back to him. And so Polly says, oh, okay. So I went to rip through all of Mom's purses. Mom has a lot of purses. I went ripping through Mom's purses trying to get Dad's balls, so Dad could have his balls back. And he's very upset right now. And I'm waiting on the Amazon man to bring the truck back. It's probably going to be pretty bad.
Now you were saying, Polly, is that amazing, Polly? Amazing,
no, that's
Polly.
A dog.
Not
that's terrible? A dog.
Oh, okay, okay. All right. So the leaking the pictures. So Ion makes a lot of TikToks. Also sees what people are doing if they're valuable. Sends them out. So recent one was this
we
blackout.
We could send you 10,000 an hour, but we don't do that. And you hurt our feelings one time, so you got none.
Yeah.
So
So now you only get certain ones because you were nice about it. You were no longer a ranting son of a whore bitch about it. So we share with you a little bit now. We give Carolyn more than you because she's good. She can micromanage. It doesn't fuck her up unlike you. She can embrace it. She can take it like a man, Bob. You can't. You go all to pieces.
If you do,
like a
I
mercurial.
Know,
you go,
I know,
you go all to pieces
you
like a mercurial. You go all to pieces like a mercurial woman. That's what you do. Like a woman, that's what you do. You go all to pieces. Carolyn can take it, and she sorts it all out.
Okay.
She sorts it all out.
So this video, this TikTok kid, I don't know if you looked at it, this black guy is saying, the white man's going to be really mad. And in Tennessee and Kentucky, they're going to, and he said he's going to join them. In the visuals, is he showing his ammunition storage?
Those are gun vaults, and he opens up his gun vaults, and they're stacked full of ammo. One's full of guns, and the other's full of bullets.
How did he get it? He bought it all, stored it up?
Just buy it at the store. Go to the, we can't do it now because it's all sold up, bought out. Everybody's bought it all up. There's more rounds.
Right, I get that.
Then there's another ticky tock where they got like, so they let them come. They're talking about coming to take our guns. They got like 100 people that are lined up with their AK-47s, and they do a gun show at night, and they're shooting. You can just like fire coming out. There's like, they probably shoot off 10,000 rounds in a matter of 3 minutes. And it's like, they're coming to get our guns? Well, yeah, come on, get our guns. Or they show the little old man. Here's the best one. They show the little old man when they were coming out giving everybody COVID shots, you know, giving them a shot for the COVID. They're going out to the rural areas, and they come by, and this little man sitting out there in his bib overhauls. They were Liberty overhauls. He's sitting there without a shirt on with his Liberty overhauls on, a little bit heavy. But he was sitting over there, and he's like, and all of a sudden, he hears in the next door neighbors, a little far away, but he hears, he's like, oh, they must have got to the neighbor. They must have got to Paul Henry's house. He's trying to get in the vaccination. he was shooting the shit out of him. He says, I should have told him they should have come here first, but they went to Paul Henry's house first. You could hear all this gunfire in the back where they was killing him. It was pretty fun.
It was
Thank
hard to make a lot of that. But what did,
neighbor,
are you saying
the neighbor,
that the fucking
neighbor,
guy in the porch shot somebody? Is that what you're saying?
No, the guy on the porch was talking about how he heard that they was coming door to door to give people the vaccination, the COVID shot.
They
went next door to Paul Harvey's, and Paul Harvey, then he said, oh, they must be. And then all of a sudden he hears this like 1,000 rounds of gunfire go off. And they go, oh, yep, they got the Paul Harveys. They got the Paul. I wish you had come here first. I could have talked to them first, but they went to Paul Harvey first. So it's a bad day. They're having a bad day now. Instead of giving them the jab, they got a shot.
Right. And will that guy be arrested, or he'll just shoot the police if they come?
Who cares? Okay, Bob, here we go. Here's how it goes. Tell Carolyn to call the police and call and order food. And see which one gets there first.
So the police will come. The food will come.
The food will come.
Police don't come.
They don't come.
They're scared. Because
they don't
scared.
Even get hard. Bob, not only do they not come, they don't even get hard anymore.
But are they afraid? Is that why they're afraid?
They're busy counting COVID vaccine certificates.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
That's pretty bad. It is pretty bad.
Right. Now, when we talk about the Medici's Florins, you know, 500 years ago.
No. Stop. You're mixing it up. Florins is the Florence money. The Medici's just so happened to own the bank that printed the Florins, but it wasn't the Medici Florins. You see?
What was it? It was the Florence.
It's the currency of Florence, Italy. Florence.
Yeah, so we don't call it the Medici's Florence. They ran the bank that printed the Florence.
That's correct, and probably had the biggest control over Florence, but it wasn't because it was the Medici's Florence. It was just because.
Right. Well, they controlled the medium, the printing press, and that began the European economy, which creates central banks and all that, and
because the Medicis did it first with their printing press, they had the ground floor covered for 500 years?
So far.
So far, but that's how to look, and they kept themselves out of the conspiracy literature. They made it seem like it was the Rothschilds or the Rockefellers.
They tried to. They tried to, but see, Charles gave them a hard time. King Charles the First.
Charles the First of England?
France.
Oh, okay.
Come on, Bob.
And that's when the Catherine Medici, whatever his name, he came over to try to mess with him, right?
Well, she was married. She was married to that king.
Yeah, Charles the First. She was married to Charles the First, who would be the son or so of Francis the First, right? The king of France, Francis the First, correct? Charles First would be his son.
You're talking about again. Say it again.
King Francis the First worked with Leonardo da Vinci. His son was Charles the First of France.
Yes.
Okay. Or the grandson. I don't know. I think it's.
There's two Francis. So yes, one would have been the son, and the other one would have been the grandpa.
Mm-hmm. Right. There's two Francises. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Charles is in the mix there, coming from one or the other.
Duke.
All right.
As before Philip the Second.
Yeah. So you you talk about the area north of 33rd parallel that goes up into Europe and Scandinavian countries, maybe around the planet. That is the Yarmulke continent. Now, is it going to be the Yarmulke continent? It'll all be pulsed back together, so it'll be one island? Or we're just calling it the Yarmulke continent now because it all came from the Yarmulke continent?
It'll merge. You'll see. The earth is wakey, quakey, shaky now, Bob. It's all moving. That's the reason your bitch ass is on the fifth gate going toward Alaska. You'd have never moved to Alaska. We couldn't have paid you money. Oh, wait. They do think they pay people money to live in Alaska. You wouldn't live in Alaska by your own terms. But we're moving you there. So it'd be okay. Terraforming. It's called terraforming, Bob.
And it happens very much faster than geologists would imagine, right? Doesn't take millions of years.
There's no time, so what does geologists know?
Right. Okay, so it can happen fast. And when we go to Alaska, will Maui have cold weather and not be the way it is now?
It's cold there now, Bob.
No, it's nice and warm. Will it be colder in Alaska?
No. No.
Oh, that's great.
And you ever heard of global warming, Bob? They've been melting all the ice packs. They're taking all the ice out. You can't even ski no more. And it's like people going around topless all the time. Won't be able to wear brassieres. You're going around naked. I mean, it's so hot. You mean naked all the time. You'll probably like that, too. Carol probably get mad. Well, Pam probably be all right with it. You won't know what to do with yourself. That's how that normally turns into. He's a bolster, but you can't keep up.
With what? What can I keep up? I can't keep up
with what? The conversation of everybody running around topless.
Oh, okay. You mean in Alaska? where is this happening?
In Alaska.
Okay. Now, you talk about the neutrino and the quark. The quark is not gauged. Neutrino goes through things. Therefore, I would say it's not a preposition, correct? Or maybe even Einstein said that.
That's correct. It's not an object of it. That's correct. It has no object, so therefore it's not a preposition. Because in order to have a preposition, you have to have an object of the preposition, you see? When you're diagramming in a sentence, you can't diagram it because it's not an object of anything. It would have to be the predicate of the thing it went through. It's what it occurred as.
Listen to this.
Good.
Okay.
Excellent.
Now, McLuhan talked about in the electric media, the 20th century, no more objects. The ground was electric flow or electric something, simultaneity. No objects. Did that create the ground to make neutrino particles? Or were neutrino particles already there?
No, it validated neutrino particles. It made them possible. They already were but it's just gave him a valid way to discuss it, or an ambient view that allowed it to be predicated. An ambient
right.
view that allowed it to be predicated.
Yeah,
you got
so
that.
McLuhan,
that's pretty good, Bob. You're so smart.
Yeah,
Karen, he's so smart.
Shut up. Come on, listen. So when McLuhan described the electronic environment making possible for scientists to come up with concepts of different particles like the neutrino.
That's what Thomas Pynchon said. That's exactly what Thomas Pynchon said. You're figuring it out, Bob.
Well, he was a good student of McLuhan then, because he read McLuhan and he wrote about it. But the thing is, so McLuhan was talking a new kind of physics that includes the ground of technologies.
He didn't see the ground as a mystery. He didn't see ground as a mystery. Everybody else is looking at ground as the hypothesis that they have to prove the conditioned response regarding. He didn't see it that way. He saw that as the obtuse vertical advertisement that describes the technological ramification of reality that they didn't understand. Now, call Clinton.
I agree.
Clinton can look up all the big words for you on that one, Bob.
Yeah, so, Carolyn, I used to tell you 50 more years ago that I was a physicist, that I was looking at the new physics, and I was using McLuhan. That was a genius intuition of the role of McLuhan in coming up with the new science and the new physics. And that prepared me for ION. Would you agree, ION?
Oh, I thought you were talking to Carolyn. We need to find some good Ehrman. That's a nice Ehrman. There's
Come on.
No good Ehrman.
I was talking to both you and Carolyn. What do you make of that? I intuited that McLuhan was the physicist, not the guys at MIT in that. Do you agree? And that gave me advantage understanding that.
Okay. We support your fallacy, Bob. We support your fallacy.
That's what McLuhan said. Okay. Yeah. So you're saying the whole thought form is irrelevant to iondom.
Well, if it's thoughtful, good, but it rarely is. See, thought becomes a construct that you can't validate the condition that you're positioning from. So I'm right, so therefore the next thing I say is based on me being right. So as long as you acknowledge that I'm right, then the rightness that I'm engaging has to be as right as the next thing or the next thing or the last thing that I may have been right about. So you see it right, then you go left, A, left, no, right, no, left, right, no. So left, that's a right. So now I have the right to be a right. It's my right to be right, Bob. It's my constitutional right to be right. And I'm going to be right because the lefts are not right, because three lefts take the right. And I'm not going to have it. I'm not going to be. So I have the right. I'm a United States taxpaying, United States American goddamn fucking citizen with rights. I'm going to be the right of my rights. I'm just to the right of Bob's rights. Bob's rights are right.
Okay.
We got the Bill of Rights and we have the Bob of Rights.
All right. Fine. I remember to say fine. Okay, fine. You say the quark is not gauged. Is that because the quark is part of this objectless world? Yeah, it is part of that. And it's not gauged the way McLuhan would say the electric environment and its physics can't be visualized. Is that what you mean by not gauged?
As well.
What is it that you mean that I'm not including?
Okay, capacity.
Everything is
capacity.
A potential. And how is that different from capacity?
Potential is not a potential. Potential is not a potential.
What is it?
Potential is a capacity.
Oh, okay. So that's what it's the same meaning. You have to use the capacity meaning when you talk potential.
Correct.
Okay.
Because if you're saying that, you're saying, I can be anything. Well, what is anything? You're already anything. No, I have the ability to be anything. I mean, you mean anything of something that you're not right now. Right, but you're anything now. No, I'm the anything that I want to be. Well, okay, what's that anything? I don't know. I'll let you know. I don't know who I am now. When I figure out what anything it is I want to be, that anything will be included, and the anything is the thing that I want to be. Yeah, silly that
yeah,
is. Circular.
Yes, and the word potential means that you're not something. You have the potential to be it, but that's not true.
Yes.
You're already everything, so you have capacity to notice what you are.
Correct. And that's why that's why there's more people from Haiti that come across the country in the United States of fucking America than lives in the whole country of Haiti.
Okay.
It's kind of like voters in Michigan. They got more people voted than lives there. They had 110% voter turnout, Bob. 110% voter turnout. The best rally ever. It's like them people coming from Haiti. They really come from Chile, Bob. They really come from Chile. But they say from Haiti.
Since you brought that world up, I watched a recent interview with Mike Lindell. He's very confident about what he knows. No, listen. He's very confident what he knows. Is he going to be vindicated?
Some say he already is because he's still alive.
Yeah.
We can't say that about other people who've gone after Hillary.
Gone after Hillary. That's right. Now, is Lindell going to get his day in the Supreme Court? Or maybe Sidney Powell's involved. Are they going to get their day in Supreme Court and whoop their ass?
If there's anything left of it. See, he knows the score. He listened to your show, and you told him what was going on. You told him how it was over. You told him about how those branches of the government were going to fall away, and he took that to heart. Then he asked God, which is you, and you said, yep, that's the way it's going to go. So he doesn't have to worry about validation because his vindication is going to come when those systems fall and fail.
Right, and he's okay with that because they're all so corrupt.
He wins. See, it doesn't matter. See, he doesn't. Because in the worst case scenario, he can just go back on the crack pipe. That's where he come from. So the worst case scenario, he can just go get high again. So he ain't mad. Why does he care? He's like, it's high, whatever.
Right, and because he does crack, that's why he's not a good speaker. His mind's a bit addled. Correct.
You're not one to judge. You're not a very good speaker either. You ramble a little bit. Have you been on the crack too? You've been licking the crack a little bit, Bob, or crank. You've been on the crank. Probably you're more of a crank baby, probably more likely. But, yeah, no, he is just, he's demonstrative. He is animated, which comes across as aggression, but he's not aggressive. He's trying to convince you of something because it's important. He's animated.
But he's like,
I'm animated. And we ask you if you've been on the crank, and you said, nope, I'm not on the crank. I don't really know. I forgot. I don't know. What am I talking about? Karen, what was I talking about? I forgot. Wait, I had a thought. Damn, you said too many words. I knew. Wait, there's something. You know. Well, I was thinking one time that it might have something to do with Marshall McLuhan, but then I thought, no, it must have been. Wait a minute, Lyndon LaRouche. Yeah, no, LaRouche said we might have days like this, and Croker was trying to validate it. And I really don't know about Perlink. Carolyn, what was I talking about? What was it? See, after a little while, Bob, they're starting to think you're on. They think you're like puff, puff, pass. They think you got on a. Think you on the la la.
What'd you say? After a little while, you start what? Thinking like Bob.
They start to think. They think you're like Lindell smoking the la la.
Oh, they project that on me. Okay,
yeah, like you're doing. Like you're doing to poor Mac Lindell.
Mm-hmm. So the audit, some part of the bureaucracy said, this is it. Biden won, and that's the end of it. And Powell and the rest of them and Kelly Ward are saying, no, we're going on. Are they going to keep going through the courts?
They won. The whole thing was turned into they're doing criminal investigations. So they did the count, and they counted all the wrong votes, and now they're doing Carolyn, you got mad at us. You told us don't send no more Sidney Powell emails. Tell Bob to look at his goddamn email account and see what happened today. He just kids today, Carolyn. I don't know what we're going to do with you. Here we are fighting fire trying to keep the world together, and you can't even look at the world you created. It's kids today.
Yeah, you know, the Attorney General said, you better give us our routers and stuff. And everybody, the Sidney Powell faction, would say, wow, isn't that great? But you're saying they took it further, and they now charge people? In the Senate or the overlayers?
It's
overlayers.
Criminal. They're not doing an investigation. They're doing criminal.
Wow.
It's criminal because they know who did what. The passwords were all the same, but they know who accessed which passwords, which time. And that was why when they sued, the best thing that ever happened, which we told you, was when they sued Sidney Powell and the team Kraken personally. Because once they did that, she was able to have discovery with their company
They did all the quote wrongdoings. So in having discovery, she got to ask questions and they had to answer under oath because they sued her personally.
I know, but is there any public report of that? Where is that being discussed?
The links are all in her email. She gave an email and she gives the link, about 16 of them, where it's being reported, and the criminal law report, the law reporter, and where the motions are filed, what the motions are. God damn, Bob. Okay.
Yeah, but
good thing you got non-physical to help you.
Was this posted today?
Yes. Two of them.
Okay, so it's finally turned around for the public to see that Sydney's going to win. They now see it today.
Okay, they want to. I don't know. See, they're none so blind. They're still. Everybody else is still trying to figure out how they're going to pay for their grocery bill. And how to get food, that don't have that ain't poisoned with oil-based poisons.
Now Sydney knows China is at the background of it all, and she's going after China eventually, or once that revealed, and then that causes the Communist Party to collapse even more.
Stop! You know, don't do that. Don't do that. If that's true or not true, it doesn't matter. You're not going to talk about that. It makes no difference what the conversation is. You are not going to talk about that because you'll end up dead. And Carolyn will be pissed.
Right.
And then Carolyn, once again, is going to get all the credit and all the glory for everything. And it's going to be her tiny note chart. And then you'll be well, Bob, if he decided to stay with us a little longer, he wouldn't shoot his mouth off like he's been doing. He'd be here to tell the story. But instead, let me introduce you to total fucked up biology. I'll show you just everything you need to know. And she can take over then. And then you'll be sad, then they will all go by and have a picture made by your tombstone, Bob.
Right. Virginia. This other Virginia, who's
the
a
real
Virginia. Seems to list. Virginia
is Ginny Bell. The real Virginia is different.
Yeah, her name is Jin, and she was a patient of Carol's in Toronto, and she listens and likes the show, and she kind of keeps up. And she's in Chicago or Indiana or someplace. So she wrote to me, "Hi, Bob. I'm curious about the purchase of Stephenville Airport in Newfoundland and what's going on with all the United Nations flights there. Will you kindly ask Ion what's going on there?"
They sold it, and it's become a way to get in and out. It's a back door in and out of Newfoundland.
For foreign people who we don't want coming in?
Who is we?
Me. The liberals, me and the liberals.
Carolyn, he's been talking to Duffy Doodle Doo too long. Now he's decided he's a liberal. He's not quite a Maoist. He's not quite into Taekwondo yet, but he's Taekwondo is coming though, Carolyn. He'll be painting them ticky tackies. He'll be painting little boxes made of ticky-tacky. Everybody's house has got to be just the same up and down the road. Nobody can have one more awning than anybody else has. They're all going to be just alike. Yes.
Okay, good. So,
what does the L stand for in Janet L. Yellen?
I don't know what you're saying. You're too muffled.
Well, what does the L stand for in Janet L. Yellen?
I don't know. Liberal?
No.
Love you? I don't know. What's it stand for?
We don't know either. We just thought you'd be interesting. We had to get you one soundbite so you wouldn't be crying before bedtime.
Let me see. Let's look up Janet Yellen. Janet Yellen. She looked pretty feeble the other day under and a Rand Paul or somebody's interrogation. Yeah, she's got no middle name. There's no L in Louise. Stands for Louise.
Louise. Oh. Is that like Thelma and Louise? That's good. Thelma and Louise.
Who's Thelma? Who's that?
Thelma and Louise.
Thelma and Louise. It's a movie.
Oh, yes. So why are you pointing out her L and Louise? What's your point?
We said we were just trying to get you at least one sound bite for quitting time.
Well, what's the sound bite? You didn't tell me anything about the L.
Oh, that you know what the L is. That's good. Figure it out.
Okay.
You're autonomous. You're smart, Bob. We're proving the point that all that word you said before wasn't in vain, that you are intelligent, that you do have access to information, and the information superhighway does apply to your personal, however manipulative, emphatic zeitgeist.
Right. You know, Carolyn, she's born in 46, and she looks ancient, you know, very old.
Yeah.
You don't look
Where's
like that.
Where's Ben Bernanke? Where's Ben Bernanke?
And did he get killed? Is he dead?
No, we just keep asking where he is. I don't know.
Right, okay. That's a good question. Okay, next point. You mentioned the name John Birch. I don't know how you spelled it. Were you referring to the founder of the John Birch Society, or was there some other factor?
No, the Birch.
How do you spell your...
The Birch. Look up the Birch Expedition. He was in the Army and went to Antarctica, Bob. That Birch. We asked Bert. Fuck. Bert knows that.
How do you spell Birch? Same way as John Birch Society?
Same way,
John Birch Antarctica trip.
Journey. Correct.
Trip. Antarctica vacations to Antarctica, Antarctica exhibition, trekking in Antarctica. You don't see any John Birch, so he's a hidden name. It doesn't come up. It's not obvious. And what did he find out? What did John Birch find out in Antarctica that makes it significant? The dome or something? Is he have any connection to the John Birch Society? Because
no.
I looked up the John Birch, and he's
no.
a mysterious character.
He is.
Anyways, I'm talking about the political John Birch Society, John Birch. You're talking about John Birch. He's mysterious, too. There's no reference to him anywhere.
Yes.
Is there a reason? What did he know? What did he find out? The alien connection?
Yes.
The alien connection. Okay. Now, let's go into, maybe we'll do a bit by bit, a little bit every week. What is the aspect of the dodecahedron that is the best metaphor for ion? Why the dodecahedron? What is it about the dodecahedron that makes an ion like that geometry?
It's the only place that applies, includes every angle. Every other degree has a degree that's left off or left out or not included or inclusive.
Yeah, you're talking about the cube, the tetrahedron, the icosahedron, and whatever else. Those other four do not
holes.
Include all the angles.
They have holes. They have holes.
The dodecahedron includes all possible angles as the capacity.
Correct.
Oh, that's very good. And that's what you are. You're very inclusive. All right?
Yeah, until we're not. Until we have to have as many PhDs as Scott says he has to have
right.
a conversation.
I get that. Okay. Coming near the end. And is his $1 trillion bill going to go through?
No.
Biden's bill?
No, it's over.
Okay.
It's over. The rip is closed. The rip is closed. It's catching up fast. It's fixing to be a cabal. Now, that don't mean it's going to get ugly now. Because, see, all these things that they're
You just said
that
doesn't mean it's going to get ugly. You said it is going to get ugly. Now you just saying.
No. Listen to what we said. That it's going to get ugly. But that doesn't mean that these are the things that are going to make it be ugly. These things that everybody's hopping off about have nothing to do with anything. You know, the worst thing that could happen in this world, the worst thing, what's the worst thing we could ask you? It'd take you 4 hours to answer the question, so we're just going to tell you, is to turn off that goddamn telephone. You turn off Wi-Fi, you turn off your ability to connect to your ticky-tacky, you turn off them emails, you turn off Fox News! Oh, my God! I can't go that Fox News! They got to find out what R. Ingraham said! Oh,
why is Nancy Pelosi going to be there? Oh, I got to find her. Oh, my God. I got to get Peter Ducey. Peter Ducey's got to tell me what's going on or I'll be lost and undone forever.
Well, when that goes away for any length of time, everybody's going to go crazy. And then there's a run on the stores. Then there's a run on the stores. Then they can't travel. Then people that didn't stock up the way y'all are supposed to have done, they're going to start looting and stealing your dried pinto beans. You don't even know what a fucking pinto bean is, but they're going to come steal your pinto beans.
You just said the people who get it right will start stealing pintos? Is that what you just said?
The people who did not stock up the way you all have.
Yeah, right.
The ones who weren't careful.
Stealing. Yeah.
The ones who didn't. The ones who didn't put up an extra $100,000 in cash in their house.
Right.
You just giggling like, right, right.
That'll
you'll
be social chaos.
I can hear you now.
Will that be Mad Max
social a lot of
chaos,
money?
And they'll be running around robbing and shooting people? The ones who didn't get in, and therefore they'll be in charge?
Two go in, one come out. Two goes in, one comes out.
Two goes into some store to steal stuff, you mean?
Mad Max. Two goes in, one comes out.
I don't know what that means, but does it mean two go into a store to rob it and one comes out?
No. Whatever the adjudicated problem is in the Thunderdome, two people go into it and only one of them come out. There's no court. It's two go in or one comes out. That's how it's solved.
So there'll be self-police justice by gangs?
Or by individuals. The one with the sharpest bullets, Bob.
So people become their own judge, jury, and court.
They already are. That's what's happening now.
Well, I don't see it. See? In Chicago? That happening in Chicago on the weekend?
Whatever. You need to read Matt Drudge. Drudge will help you, Bob. You need maybe spend a lot of time with Matt Drudge. You might feel better. Yeah, that's a good idea. We should suggest that. We think that's a good idea. Okay. Happy days. Got anything else? Right quick. Got to go. Especially from London.
Yeah.
London
is
terrible. Bob, you walk through London again, you leave. You used to like London.
Why?
You can live.
Yeah.
You walk. You can't walk down the street. Ain't no walking nowhere. You used to walk everywhere. Ain't no, you know.
Why?
You know,
what, are the people waiting to mug you or something?
It's all the Muslims have taken over, literally.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I mean, even the signs, they put up, they're speaking Quebec.
You're speaking Quebec?
Yeah.
Speaking French?
It's
Quebec
terrible.
What?
Yeah, it's terrible. It's terrible. They're talking the foreign languages. It's ridiculous. It's terrible. No, it's very, very bad. Very dangerous. And
well,
very,
other words, it's alienating because you don't understand anything. You don't understand the language being discussed, right?
And this is London.
Right. Why? How did the hell they let that happen?
They let them in two by two by two by two, and then they took over. And the next
isn't
thing you know,
that
the Muslims
in the Bible?
Running out. Yeah.
Isn't that what they call the re-tribulations in the Bible?
Yeah.
The re-tribalizing, the re-something?
Yeah.
That's what they're talking about.
It's bad. Anyway, but we'll go into it a little more. If he ever gets home, he ain't home yet, so we'll have to see how it goes. All right.
So we don't know if we have a show. We don't know if we have a show on Saturday, or it's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
No matter where.
Hell yeah. We're going to go. Best we can, we're going to go. So far, it's all
right.
We'll do the best we can, and everybody get over it. And it's making it, and by not being guaranteed 20 hours, they might be a little better focused on what we actually have to say.
Right.
It might be healthy for them. It might be healthy for them. But
no, I agree.
We're not trying to be mean. We're just trying to take it for granted.